Exclusive: Marjorie Taylor Greene dumbfounded GOP colleagues will not call for Biden's impeachment. By Wendell Hasebo on June 10, 2023. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, told Breitbart News she is dumbfounded by the refusal of her Republican House colleagues to call for the impeachment of President Joe Biden. Following the pay-to-play allegation against Joe Biden for accepting $5 million after threatening to withhold aid to Ukraine until a prosecutor probing the Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings was fired, Greene expressed bewilderment about the lack of interest in impeachment proceedings. "To be honest with you, I don't know," Greene said when asked what it would take for House Republicans to call for Joe Biden's impeachment. "That's the part that literally leaves me dumbfounded," she said. "I've already been texting a ton of my colleagues. We have to impeach Biden, we have to impeach Biden," she said. "I literally introduced articles of impeachment on this very issue on January 20, 2021. Greene said Republicans must simply have the courage to impeach Joe Biden. "We have to impeach him in the House to show and prove to our voters that we're willing to do these things, are willing to bring accountability. If we don't do it, then why do they want to vote for us?" Greene's renewed call for impeachment comes as an FBI informant file on Thursday revealed the informant claims to have two pieces of evidence that show President Joe Biden received $5 million from Ukrainian energy company Burisma. House Oversight Committee Republicans told reporters after reviewing the Bureau's file. Greene, a member of the committee, told Breitbart News the FBI holds at least two more FD-1023 forms referenced by the FBI informant document reviewed by the committee Thursday. Greene expects the committee will work to review those forms next week. In connection with Biden's Burisma business deal, Greene also told Breitbart News the House Oversight Committee issued two subpoenas Friday to compel information about the Biden's Ukrainian transactions. Before Friday, the committee had already subpoenaed at least four banks: Bank of America, Cathay Bank, JP Morgan Chase, and HSBC USA NA, and one individual. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.